Yes, I speak to you today of denials and affirmations. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. All the good that is made manifest in man's life is already an accomplished fact in divine mind, and is released through man's recognition or spoken word. So he must be careful to decree that only the divine idea be made manifest. For others, he decrees through his idle words. Failure or misfortune. If one desires a home, friend, position, or any other good thing, make the demand for the divine selection. For example, Infinite Spirit, open thy way for thy right home. My right friends. My right position, and I give thanks that it now manifests under grace in a perfect way. That latter part of the statement is most important. For example, I knew a woman who demanded $1,000. Her daughter was injured, and they received $1,000 immediately. So it did not come in a perfect way. The demand should have been worded in this way. Infinite Spirit, I give thanks that the $1,000, which is mine by divine right, is now released and reaches me under grace in a perfect way. As one grows in financial consciousness, he should demand that the enormous sums of money, which are his by divine right, reach him under grace in perfect ways. It is possible for man to release more than he thinks is possible. For one is bound by the limited expectancies of the subconscious. He must enlarge his expectancies in order to receive in a larger way. Man so often limits himself in his demands. For example, a student made the demand for $600 by a certain date. He did not receive it, but heard afterwards that he came very near to receiving $1,000, but he was given just $600 as the results of his spoken words. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Wealth is a matter of consciousness. The French have a legend giving an example of this. A poor man walks along the road when he met a traveler who stopped him and said, "My good friend, I see you are poor. Take this gold nugget, sell it, and you will be rich all of your days." The man was overjoyed at this good fortune and took the nugget home. He immediately found work and became so prosperous that he did not sell the nugget. Years passed. He became a very rich man. One day he met a poor man on the road, and he stopped him and said, "My good friend, I will give you this gold nugget, which, if you sell, will make you rich for life." The mendicant took the nugget, had it valued, and found it was only brass. So we see the first man became rich through feeling rich, thinking the nugget was gold. Every man has within himself a gold nugget. It is his consciousness of gold and opulence which brings riches into his life. In making his demand, man begins at his journey's end. That is, he declares he has already received. Before ye called, I shall answer. Continually affirming establishes the belief in the subconsciousness. Thank you for listening, everybody. It's been a challenging road lately, and sometimes I need to do this for myself And maybe for some of you out there too that are listening, could use a little bit of this, the things that we deny and the things that we affirm in life. Yes. Anyway, thanks for listening to Where the Sidewalk Ends, the unconventional podcast, Predictably Unpredictable. I am your host, Jasper, and it is my daughter's birthday, August 19th. So, whoop, whoop. If I told you how old she was, that would tell you how old I And maybe you already know, and maybe you don't. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas.